I'd like to start out this episode of Within the Realm with a shout out to a couple of listeners. First, Sue in Verdigris, Oklahoma, and Richard from Orland, Maine. I'm glad you're enjoying the show, and thanks for listening. Welcome to Within the Realm. I'm your host, Steve Garrett. Here at our show, we like to say there's more to the story. And today, that's no exception. It will be a little unusual in that our more to the story is inspired by an episode of another podcast. I was interviewed on the podcast Shaping Opinion about gratitude through tragedy. Host Tim O'Brien has become a good friend, although we have never met in person. His show talks about the people, events, and things that shape the way we think. If you want to know why we believe what we do about diamond rings, bacon and eggs, and the Berlin Wall, well, Tim has an episode for that. But my episode was about gratefulness through tragedy. Our tragedy? We lost our middle son Jacob to suicide a few years ago. He was a great musician and a good friend. The life of the party and troubled by anxiety and depression. The last several months have been hard, like learning how to function again. If you've been through it, you know what I mean. If you haven't, I hope that you never will. But in the hours and days after he was gone, his friends told us of times Jacob had gone out of his way to help them, encourage them, and include them. His social media feeds filled with stories of thanks from musicians all over the Midwest who had spent the night at his apartment as they were traveling through town, and just how much it had meant to them. My wife, a heartbroken mother, hearing of these kindnesses noted by his friends, said at the time that her heart was broken, but it was full. Some months later, I was able to clean out his car. Among the band shirts, drum cymbals, and other paraphernalia, I found two zipped-up CD sleeves. In them were three or four dozen CDs that he had burned off the internet. The names of the bands were printed on the CDs in Sharpie. I recognized most of the names. Saves the Day, Fall of Troy, Title Fight. And at that moment, I could tell you where we were the last time that he and I had listened to those CDs, driving aimlessly in his car. The soundtrack of his life. There was one CD that I didn't recognize. Scrawled in Sharpie across its face were the words, "Good day." Later that day, I posted on social media about this stash of CDs, something so quintessentially Jacob. Not long after posting, Jacob's friend Ashley messaged me. She asked if I had found "Good Day" and "Bad Day." I reported to her that I had found "Good Day" and that we could meet. We could talk about things and go through the CDs.
Are these all his?
Yeah. Was there always music going in his car?
Always. And it was never something on the radio. It was always whatever he was playing. And we would get in my car and I would start playing some rap or something. And he'd be like, "Are you kidding me? Like, what is this? What are they even saying? Can you even tell me what they're saying?" And I'm like, "Yes, yes, I can. Would you like me to?" He hated it. Any music I ever showed him, he hated. There was not one song that he was like, "Yeah, that's good," or "I haven't heard that before." No.
You guys would listen to these CDs. One was "Good Day,"
mm-hmm.
and one was "Bad Day." What was that all about?
It just depended on the kind of day he was having or the mood that he was in. Sometimes I would be in the car and he would put on "Bad Day," And I had no idea what any of these songs were, and they were all pretty screamy, and, you know, I didn't recognize any of them. So eventually he would kind of give in and put it on Good Day, and it would be, like, Katy Perry, and just these songs that I would never expect him to even, like, know. And it was just so funny because he knew every single word to all of them, and we would just drive around. We never really went anywhere. We would just drive around in his car. I remember one day we listened to Good Day and we went to Petco and just looked at cats. I don't know. We drove around a lot when we were bored. I don't know, because usually when it was just me and Jacob in the car, like, it was just jamming out to music and just hanging out, just being together, you know? You know, we would have those car talks where we'd be sitting in the car for, like, hours, just being parked or whatever, just talking about everything and nothing.
What does that CD mean to you now?
I'm going to play Good Day on a good day, on a bad day. It's just a lot of memories that come with it, because that was, like, a lot of the time that we hung out, we were in his car, just driving around, like, we would go straight from school to Sonic, like, every day. And get, like, mozzarella sticks or whatever and just sit in the car and hang out. Like, that was my time before I went home and did nothing but, like, hang out and talk to him about, like, anything, you know? It was just nice because the time that I got to spend with just Jacob, I just felt so understood. You know, I was different from all the guys, and, you know, I didn't understand all their inside jokes or, like, the music that they would talk about all the time. He didn't care as much, you know, because he got who I was, I felt like, and he was the one that really pulled me into the group and was, like, I don't know, just, like, included me. Some of the guys would talk about doing stuff, and I'd be sitting there just looking around, you know, and Jacob's like, hey, do you want to come? Are you free? What are you doing? Like, let's go, you know? And that was just a really good feeling.
I hear that a lot. I don't know where he got that, but I'm glad he had it.
Me too. I mean, honestly, I don't know how I would have made it through high school. You know, I remember the Katy Perry, but I don't remember what song, but I remember him singing it and thinking it was hilarious that he just, you know, he couldn't deal with any of my rap music that I would play, but when he was in a good mood, that was what it was. It was the Good Day CD. It was, you know, singing to crazy pop songs that he liked, and just a completely different side of him, I feel like, that not everyone got to see, but I was lucky enough to.
I never found Bad Day. I have supposed it may have been in the CD player, and it is now gone with the car. And I think it's for the best. We've had enough of the bad days. I'd rather have the image of Jacob singing, Baby, You're a Firework, and just how far over the top he could take it. But Jacob's good heart didn't end with just his friends. It extended far out into the world. Like I said, he was a musician, a member of a couple of bands. He loved to travel and play. He was very much the image of a starving artist. His part-time job providing barely enough to pay expenses and the rent on the upstairs over the Ramos upholstery shop with his three musician buddies. One day he asked me to help him budget his money so he could pull his weight with the rent and continue to eat and play shows. We sat down, made out a very tight budget, but one that would work. He had a handful of dollars to purchase enough food for a couple of weeks. I suggested a store known for its low prices and sent him on his way. About an hour later, he called me. He was sitting outside the store. I asked him what he had bought. He ran through the list. He did pretty well, I thought. But I need to ask you if I did the right thing, he said. Upon exiting the store, he saw a woman in a hijab and traditional dress with three small children. It's not an unusual sight in that part of town in which he was living, but quite unfamiliar to a kid from the suburbs. The woman had a sign that read, "No husband, no job, please help." And his heart was touched. "Dad, I gave her half my groceries," he said. "Did I do the right thing?" He explained that he couldn't stand the thought of those kids going without. "Helping is always the right thing," I told him. He said he had heard sometimes things like this were scams. People just out for the money. I told him that sometimes they are. It doesn't matter what the other person does. It matters what you do. And if you were moved to help, it's the right thing. He said he thought it was, and would be glad to go without so that family wouldn't have to. And I was never prouder of my boy than I was at that moment. He strived to be kind, like his mother taught him, but for his kindness to shine through, even in a moment when he was in great need himself, it made me proud and thankful. And it's how I remember him most. Although he had many musical accomplishments, and we have lots of music to remember him by, my favorite story about Jacob will be the day he gave away half of his groceries. And it's these kind of memories that stand out the most, that speak to who it was that he wanted to be. While our hearts are broken that we no longer have him, our hearts are full because of the kind of person that he is. It's the kind of person the world still needs. Everyone is facing a struggle of some sort. Be aware of them. Whether it's a mom from another culture or a kid finding it hard to make his way in the world, we all belong to each other. We need to be ready to give up something so somebody in our path doesn't have to go without. To close out the show, I'm going to play a song from Jacob's band, Clear Views. You can find a link to his Bandcamp sites in the show notes. And I would appreciate it if you'd give them a listen. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Within the Realm. Be sure to stick around after the credits for one more tune from Clear Views. We have a complete archive of past episodes at our internet home at withinpodcast.com. You can find show notes, news, and our blog there. Keep up with us on social media at Within the Realm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Be sure to share our podcast with a friend or two. We are on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all major podcast channels. Help us grow our show by spreading the word. Within the Realm is produced by me, Steve Garrett, and our theme music is provided by 556 and a half. And as always, thanks for listening.